Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos. Here we are continuing the halachos of Kiddush of Makom Suda. We'll finish up in this year the Kiddush of Makom Suda, and then next year we'll talk about what constitutes a Suda in order to make Kiddush of Makom Suda. So we spoke at last time that in the same room there, it's fine, and if you make Kiddush in one part of the room, you can eat in the other part of the room, and the Yotze Kiddush that way, but Akapanam, that works. Now what happens if you have a Sukkah? And you make Kiddush in the Sukkah, and then it started raining, and you had to come in before you ate anything. Are you Yoitza Kiddush? Because it's called, is that called Kiddush Makom Suda? So if your Sukkah is on the porch, or it's in your yard, so then it's considered like two rooms, and L'chatchila, you should have in mind and be able to see it in order that it should be called Kiddush Makom Suda. So if you had in mind that you're going to go into the house if it rains, or the opposite case, you make Kiddush in the house, and then it stops raining, you want to go back into the Sukkah without eating. So there the halacha is, that if you had in mind and you could see the makom, then it's l'chatchila to go to that place and it's called Kiddush Makom Suda. If not, if you didn't have in mind or if you can't see the makom, so then it's best just to drink a revius yayin or to wash where you are and eat a little pas and then go and eat a little bread and then go into the other space because it's considered two different rooms. Now, this halacha of Kiddush Makom Suda is the person making Kiddush has to have a Suda in that place. Let's say I'm making Kiddush over here for myself, and there's someone in the next room is listening to the Kiddush. So the halacha is, if they have mezonos right where they are, they're allowed to eat them, or the mezonos, or the bread, whatever suda constitutes a suda, which we'll talk about next year, that's called Kiddush Makom Suda. Even though they didn't actually say the words of Kiddush, since they are listening to Kiddush, there's a din of Shemeya Ka'ina, it's kilu they made Kiddush. The kilu they made Kiddush in the makom of the suda, because they have a suda in that space. They have suda, they have food where they are. And therefore, for example, I make Kiddush in the dining room. And there's someone in the kitchen listening to the Kiddush. They can sit down right there and eat their hamaitzi or their mezonos. And they are Yoitza Kiddush Makom Suda. Why? Because they heard Kiddush in the Makom Suda. If they would be in the dining room and now they won't want to go into the other room, then it's Tali and having Das and in seeing the place. But if they're sitting in their place where they're eating the Suda, and they hear the Kiddush in that place, it's kilu they made Kiddush over there, and therefore, they are Yoitz Kiddush Makom Suda. Akadei kach, even if someone's in a different house, I make Kiddush in this house, and someone else in a different house listening to the Kiddush and being answering and listening out Shemeya Ka'ina, the halacha is, and they have a Suda right there, that is called Kiddush Makom Suda.